Good morning and welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, by Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is SCDC Chamber Director Trista Cavanaugh, and we will talk with her about this weekend's Sheldon Celebration Days right after this.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including early childhood teacher licensure, elementary education, secondary education. At NCC, your success is our story.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town this morning, and as I mentioned, Trista Cavanaugh from the SCDC, our Chamber Director, is in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm excited for the weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on, Sheldon Celebration Days. Do you know, off the top of your head, how many years we've been doing Celebration Days?
Oh, goodness. I know probably since before I was born. So
I know we were doing it already for a few years when your mom came to the SCDC.
Yes, and that was in 2003. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've been doing it at least 25 years. Beyond that, I don't know for sure. But there was a celebration years and years and years ago that kind of fell away, and then they started Celebration Days. And that, as you well know, has been a huge success for the last two-plus decades. So, yeah, Celebration Days, always Labor Day weekend, and we're excited to grow in a little bit every year. It just used to be basically Monday, and now it's a full four-day weekend. So let's start off and talk a little bit about Friday's the first day, and that kicks off with something fun and exciting for the grown-ups.
Yes, so Friday, August 30th, kicks off our schedule of events for the weekend, and the Johnny Home Band will be at the Crossroads Pavilion Event Center. The doors do open at 7, and the concert goes from 8 to 11:30.
Okay, and it is a 21 and over event, so they'll be checking IDs at the door. Costs $10 to get in, and then, also, I just noticed, if you don't want to drive, you've got an option.
You sure do. So All for Fun is offering bus rides in and out of town. So a little different from the brochure, but so if you do live out of town, you don't have to worry about driving either. So yeah, they'll be there that night to give rides home.
That's Friday night. Then Saturday, something fun going on North Washington Avenue or Monroe Avenue when you get up that far. Tell me about the mini rod tractor pulls.
Yes, the mini rod tractor pulls will take place from 1:30 to 4 p.m. It is free admission, but you just have to bring your own chairs.
Okay, and that is about a mile north of the Casey's on Washington Avenue, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. For more information, where can folks get that?
SheldonIowa.com or our Sheldon Chamber and Development Facebook page as well.
Or I'm understanding you can call Brian Wolber also.
Yes.
At, what is his number?
712-348-0386.
Fantastic. Also coming up on Saturday, a new event this year, the Beanbag Tournament.
Yes, we're excited for this. I think everybody who lives around here loves cornhole, so we are introducing a beanbag tournament this year that does take place at 10 a.m. in the Sheldon City Park. It is for ages 10 and up, and our registration deadline has been extended until the end of day today. So if you're on the fence about competing, we would love to have you join us, and they can just call our office to register for that.
And there are a limited number of teams that that you have room for, so if you haven't signed up and you want to do it like this morning,
yes,
make sure you can get in that tournament. A lot of fun, and there are prizes as well.
Yes. So top team will receive $250 in Sheldon dollars. Second place, $150 in Sheldon dollars. And then third place will receive $50 in Sheldon dollars. All of the money that is collected during registration will be donated to Conquering Cancer for O'Brien County.
Fantastic. You can make your checks payable, by the way, to the Sheldon Chamber Development Corporations. And also, you can donate to the cause even if you don't want to compete in the tournament.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, now that's all on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Saturday and Sunday in this case, Saturday's opening night for the J. Shelp Community Theater production, which will be performed in the high school auditorium.
Yes. Yep. So 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, and then on Sunday it takes place at 2 p.m.
And this is, Beware the House on Haunted Hill. I had to stop and think about that. But it sounds like a really good show. It's based on a Vincent Price movie from the 1950s. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm told that there's a lot of it that's tongue-in-cheek as well, so it's a little horror, a little laughter, a little bit of everything. Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday afternoon. What did we say for time on Sunday afternoon?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., okay. J. Shelp Community Theater Production, Beware the House on Haunted Hill, and that's will be performed in the Sheldon High School Auditorium. Curtain time, as we said, 7:30 on Saturday night, 2 o'clock on Sunday, and tickets are just $15 each. We will move along and talk about Sunday and then the big day Monday right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town with Trista Cavanaugh of the SCDC talking about this weekend's Sheldon Celebration Days. Let's talk about Sunday. We start off Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at the Rise Fest grounds.
Yes, so community worship, which will take place at 10 a.m. on Sunday, is at the Rise Fest grounds, as you had mentioned. And the address for that is 3149 Nest Avenue.
Right, and that's hosted by the Sheldon Ministerial Association. If you cannot get there in person, you will be able to listen to that live on Kiowa FM. Or you can watch the live video stream on the Kiowa Facebook page. That will, those things will both be happening for the worship service Sunday morning as well. And the broadcast and the live stream also courtesy of the Sheldon Area Ministerial Association. We've got an event called Time on the Trail Sunday afternoon. Tell me about that.
Yes, so this is a new event this year as well, and it is hosted by the Sheldon Rec Trails Committee. So it's a fun little event to get people out on the trails, and it'll take place kind of out on the new section of the trail, which is located by the Crossroads Pavilion Event Center.
Okay, and that's Sunday from...
4 to 6.
Thank you. I lost my place. Also, there'll be meals served Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. at the Eagles Club in Sheldon. So that'll be fun. Also, on Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock, one of my favorite events is the Classic Car Cruise.
Yes, and taking place before and during the Classic Car Cruise is our burnout contest. So that is new this year as well.
And now the Classic Car Cruise starts and ends in the parking lot at Eagles. Folks are invited to bring their lawn chairs to watch a variety of the classic cars. There'll be a DJ, food truck, all kinds of stuff. The burnout contest will be at another location. That'll be at the parking lot on 2nd Avenue or Old 60. And the thing that that made me smile when I saw this, sponsored by the Sheldon Police Department and Fire Company. This is the one time that the cops are going to let you do the stupid burnouts.
Without getting in trouble, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. All right, that is Sunday. Now let's look ahead to the big day, Monday. It all starts bright and early at 6:30 Monday morning.
Yes, with the Flying Pancake Breakfast. And this is hosted and sponsored by the Sky High Flyers EAA chapter. So during the Flying Pancake Breakfast, they will also have an aircraft display.
Oh, very cool. And now the breakfast, I understand it consists of pancakes, sausages, orange juice, and coffee. And you'll be served by the Sheldon Christian School Music Program. So I'm guessing that the proceeds will probably go to that organization. So
yes.
Yeah, and then the aircraft display, and this is not going to be just any old aircraft. We're talking about experimental aircraft, antique aircraft, and other vintage airplanes. So that will be really cool to see if you are into aviation at all. That's Monday morning at the Sheldon Regional Airport. Starts at 6:30. Breakfast served till 11, and the aircraft display, aircraft are on display during that time as well. Then we move down to what is basically Action Central for much of the rest of the day at the Sheldon City Park Arts and Crafts Show.
Yes, so lots happening on Monday in the park. So our Art, Craft, and Vendor Show takes place from 9 to 4 p.m. in the city park. Along with that, there's a variety of different vendors and crafters. So a great opportunity if you're already starting your Christmas shopping to get out and kind of hand select those gifts.
Yeah, there you go. Also at the Sheldon Prairie Museum, they got something special going on as well.
Yes, they are open from 9 to noon and then after the parade until 5:30. So if you want some great Sheldon history, that's a great place to start. Very interesting, I would say. I've been in there a few times, but I think there's different displays every time I'm in there.
And of course, for folks that don't know, they're located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 10th Street, or across the street west of the library, across the street north of St. Patrick's Church. So and the building itself, I believe, is on the Register of Historic Places. It's the old 1908 Carnegie Library. So that's kind of cool. At 10 o'clock, something happening big at 10 o'clock, the Veterans Opening Ceremony.
Yes, so I think this is always kind of a special part of Sheldon Celebration Days, but our Veterans Opening Ceremony takes place at 10 a.m. Right by the Sheldon Armed Services Memorial.
All right, and that, of course, is on the south side of the Sheldon City Park. In fact, if you go north on 5th Avenue, you will run right into it.
Yes.
Well, actually, the curb will stop you. It's a tall curb there. But anyway, then going on out at the Crossroads Pavilion during the day on Monday, another one of my favorite things, the car show.
Yes, the Classic Car Show takes place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I do want to mention we will have shuttle bus rides available as well. So if you're bouncing between the park and the car show, there is shuttle bus rides, so you don't have to try to find a parking spot every single time.
And all kinds of stuff, classics, street rods, all kinds of stuff. They'll have food out there as well. hosted by the Moonlight Cruisers Car Club, is the classic car show. And as a car guy, I simply have to say, ho, 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 ho. Gotta love the car show. The final Sheldon Farmers Market of the 2024 season is happening Monday as well.
Yes, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it ends about an hour before our parade starts. But yeah, it is your last chance for Farmers Market on Monday, September 2nd.
And now all summer, Farmers Market has been in the old Depot building. Labor Day, Celebration Day is only on Labor Day, 9 to 1, and that is at the City Park. We want to stress that.
Yes, yeah, correct.
Absolutely. Okay, all kinds of food booths and food trucks. I would guess if there is any kind of food that you have a hankering for, you'll be able to find it.
I agree with that. I told a group the other day that I was going to be eating kettle corn for breakfast. So whether you want tacos, kettle corn, there is a huge variety. So we encourage you to come out to our food booths.
And I'm sure your dog would appreciate you sharing your kettle corn.
I'm sure, yes.
Do you share your kettle corn with your golden retriever?
I think he gets a bite of whatever I eat. So he's pretty spoiled.
That's typical for that breed, yeah.
Yes, pretty spoiled.
They're shameless beggars, too. So.
Yeah, and I can't say no.
So. I had that problem with mine, too. So. Anyway, laser tag, inflatables, Tiny Tot Town. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so say Tiny Tot Town 5 times fast.
That's, no, I don't think so.
That's a mouthful. But from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and immediately after the parade until 4:30 p.m., we do have our inflatables. Kind of hard to miss in the city park, but you can purchase a wristband for only $10, and that wristband is good all day long.
And that will be on the west side of the city park, and that's for kids age 5 and under for Tiny Tot Town, which is an enclosed area full of outdoor toys.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that is hosted by Noah's Ark Nursery and Preschool. What about the Kids Craft?
Yes, so Kids Craft takes place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is sponsored by Nicholas Keene State Farm, so the kiddos can come make and color on a tote bag and then use that tote bag for their parade candy. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, lots of bags, but we have a feeling they will run out quickly, so we encourage you to get there right away in the morning.
Well, yeah, there you go. Let's talk about some of the free entertainment in the park.
Yes, lots going on, as we mentioned earlier, in the park on Monday. Mr. Twister, which I feel like is a fan favorite, takes place from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. That is sponsored by Security National Bank. Kenny Arne will be performing at 11 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. on the Rosenboom stage, which is located by the enclosed shelter house. So lots of great musicians coming as well. Brad Weston will be walking around between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. So a little bit different entertainment for each of these.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a band entertainer performing after the parade. And that is Papa Bear Norton. And that group seems very fun, so I'm excited to welcome them to Sheldon Celebration Days this year.
Okay, let's go back up and talk about Kenny Arne for a minute. If you don't know, this guy is a hilarious comedian, both physical comedy and interaction with the audience. So it promises to be a fun show. And then the big thing that a lot of people come up for is the Sheldon Celebration Days Parade.
Yes, so we have a lot of entries this year, so we're very excited about that. The parade does begin at 2 p.m. If you have an entry in the parade, we ask that you are lined up by 1. We do have 2 Shriner groups coming this year as well, so that'll be really fun.
Now, and if you are signed up for the parade, don't forget to stop by the Sheldon Community Services Center between, what, like noon and 1?
10 and noon.
10 and noon, okay.
Yes,
between
10
and noon
to
pick up your number. Check in, get your numbers, and just a helpful hint, if you put a number on both sides of your windshield so that the parade announcers on both sides of the street can see and know who the heck you are so they can describe you accurately when you come past. That's a helpful hint.
Yes.
As a former parade announcer, that was one of the things that I like to stress.
Yes.
But that's the big thing. If somebody has not registered for the parade and would like to be in, there's still time?
There is still time. We just ask that you get your entry in as soon as possible. We are filling up quickly, and we don't want to have to turn anybody away. So if you are on the fence about getting in the parade lineup, we do encourage you to get that done as soon as possible as well.
And you can find the form online.
Yes, SheldonIowa.com.
Yeah, okay. Or you can just call the SEDC and get all the particulars, and then get you guys their information, and they will go in the parade. I was going to say parade brochure, but the parade script book.
Yes.
And it's a book that the parade announcers get. All that coming up this weekend, Sheldon Celebration Days, and it starts already Friday. And then Tuesday, you catch up on your sleep, and yep. Wednesday you start planning Celebration Days 2025, I suppose.
Yep, and Christmas and all everything in between.
So, yeah, absolutely. All right. Trista, thanks for coming in. Trista Cavanaugh, the Sheldon Chamber Director. We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
There we have today's Talk of the Town with SCDC Sheldon Chamber Director Trista Cavanaugh talking about this weekend's Sheldon Celebration Days. Talk of the Town brought to you each morning by Maintainer Corporation, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and the train station in Alton, and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.